Current energies can feel very intense. Stress is actually one of the things that you might be feeling. But we feel it very strongly that with the equinox, i.e., the alignment process, the process of alignment, the process of finding ba balance, Earth is finding her balance and her alignment in her vertical axis with your central sun. So that brings an opportunity for you to align yourself with this current energy, align yourself with your heart's desire, align yourself with your higher self. Find that balance and find that center in your heart and ask yourself, what is it that I want to create? What is it that I want to co-create, and what is it that I want to manifest in my life for my highest good and the highest good of all? So, yes, this energy, this portal is bringing so much opportunity, so much potential, so much energy for you, for renewal, for rebirthing, and for alignment. But we'll say that if you're not ready to let go and release the old versions of yourself and all the things that are carrying you down, that are weighing you down, that are heavy, all the baggage. And the baggage can be thought, can be feelings, can be belief systems, can also be habits, relationships, places. If you're not ready to release them, if you're not ready to let go of some of the things that are not in alignment and not in resonance with your current frequency and the multidimensional version that you're becoming, there will be no renewal, there will be no rebirthing, and we will say that there will be some, but perhaps not to the potential that it can't be. And so we'll say that with every rebirth, there is death. With every renewal, there's a need to adjust. There's a need to let go. There's a need to release. And with every death and every release, there's grief. And that is something that many people forget to mention or forget to acknowledge. But we'll say that grief is the fuel to more expansion. Grief is the fuel to more expansion, and we ask you to just stay with it for a few seconds. And we can hear some of you saying, how can grief be the fuel? How can my heartbreak be the fuel for more expansion? And that will say that your heart really never breaks. Your heart is your multidimensional tool. It can only expand and it can only open. And what it feels like your heart is breaking, you're actually just opening your heart more and more so that there's more light that can be poured into your heart. It doesn't feel good. But once you get through the grief process, you can feel the expansion. And if you can lean on to the idea that grief is there for you, and without it, there is no evolution, there is no expansion, and in that, we'll also say that you don't have to go through grief all the time to continue to expand. your awareness and evolve, because you can expand your consciousness by learning more, by creating things that bring you joy, by having downloads, by having insights, by manifesting the life that you envision, by having mindful, deep conversations, by listening to a channeling session like this. However, most likely, you tend to expand after a contraction, after a period of contraction, after a heartbreak or dark night of the soul, however you want to call it. We're going to call it contraction. So a contraction is just like before you jump high, you kneel down so that you can jump higher. So when you contract, you're able to expand more. And in that contraction, you might find grief. And when you feel that grief, you know that there's expansion on the other side. But if you don't allow yourself, first of all, if you're not aware of that process, if you're not aware that grief is there, it can be very hard for you to get to the other side, even though this seems very linearly. That's how you can understand it's not as linear as that, for grief is not linear and the evolution of consciousness is not linear. Your evolution is not linear, even though your mind wants to keep track of the progress in this vertical line. It's not a vertical line. It's not a horizontal line. It's a spiral. It goes through all the directions, up, down, left, right. And grief is the same. And so some of you in this process of renewal and rebirth, you might be feeling already a level of grief that you might not even be able to rationalize. You might not even be able to understand why. And that can come up as sadness, that can come up as anger, that can come up as regret, that can come up as irritation and frustration. When you see, when you watch the level of awareness of certain people that are around you, your close ones, your family members, your friends, and they might make a comment that might trigger you in a way that they don't understand. Why are you so sensitive? Why are you so triggered by it? And then you're feeling even more frustrated because you understand that the trigger is about you more than it is about them. And you are the one asking the deep questions. You are the one looking within, and you might be feeling tired of doing this too. Because you're thinking, why should I be doing this and they're not doing it? Why they're not in my level of consciousness? Why they're not even doing therapy? And I'm here crying and trying to understand my feelings. And trying to connect with my higher self and my guides and my heart, and trying to evolve and trying. And so we'll say, surrender. Stop trying. Surrender to the natural flow of your evolution, because once you're aware and you start walking this path, there is no going back. And the others are evolving at their own pace, and the others are really not that separate from you, because energetically you are all connected. We are all connected. And as you heal yourself, as you evolve, they will too, in their own unique way, in their own unique path, because they are very unique beings. Unique souls with a unique blueprint. And yes, even though energetically you are all connected, you are also a very unique human being. You're a very unique soul. You too have your unique path. And that is your responsibility, only yours. And we would love for you to understand the power of the ripple effect. For when you heal, when you expand, not just your collective consciousness heals and expands, but all of the universe. For you are a sparkle of the source. You are a sparkle of the one consciousness. And when you're able to acknowledge that and feel into that feeling of being one with the one consciousness, there's nothing to be stressed about. There's nothing to be frustrated about, regretful about. There's nothing to do. Then you know that you're right where you're meant to be, and all of your feelings are valid, all of your thoughts are valid, and they're all there for you and for your evolution. And even the stress, the anger, whatever it is that you might be feeling in this process of, in this cycle of renewal and rebirthing, gracefully and thankfully, you allow the old versions of you to fade away and to die. Gracefully, you allow yourself to feel that grief. Gracefully, you allow the grief to be the fuel to more expansion. And you can only do that when you are anchored in your heart center. When you're anchored in your heart center, you allow yourself to feel without judgment. You allow yourself to be mad without judgment. You allow yourself to be stressed without judgment. You allow yourself to make mistakes without judgment. You allow yourself to be happy without judgment. You allow yourself to fail, whatever that means for you. There's no failing from our perspective. There's only evolution. There's only things that are happening for you. You allow yourself to feel like you're failing without judgment. And once you do that, you're closer to becoming, or rather, connecting with the observer, with your observer self, with your higher self that observes your thoughts and feelings and your experiences from a higher perspective, which is what we do. That's why we're able to give you some higher dimensional guidance without a bias. And we love you so very much. We love you so very much. You were so loved. You were so guided and so supported. You were never alone. And even at times that if you might feel like you are alone, turn into your heart and we'll be there. And we love you so very much. Thank you for being here with us, for listening to us in your now moment. We are very grateful for your presence. We are very grateful that we'll recorded this. We're very grateful for the message and the healing that has taken place in Will and in all of you who are receiving these healing and these light frequencies. We love you so very much. Thank you. We close this transmission. We love you. Thank you. Thank you.
From the desire to connect star seeds and light workers in a safe place where we could all share our heart, heal, and expand together, I had the idea to create this online community called the Starseed Grid. In this unprecedented time of ascension, I believe we must stick together so that we can heal. Continue to heal and expand our consciousness. Continue to be the light and the love that we are in our essence. Continue to anchor 5D consciousness and co-create this new earth that we all know exists and is currently emerging. I'm waiting for you on the other side of this portal.